me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
This year you can watch and listen to Parsha Pals on YouTube.
Meet Sarah. Sarah's skipping off the bus. Sarah's a fifth grader. She is 10 years old and she is skipping and smiling and laughing out loud. She is so happy. Sarah just won the spelling bee at her school. She had been studying and preparing for so long, she could hardly get home to tell her parents all about it. When she got home, they said, "Tell us everything. What were some of the hardest words? And what was the final word, Sarah? Which word did you win on?" She said, "Mom and Dad, dilemma was hard, but I got it. I remembered one L and two M's. But defibrillator, that was the final word. And that one was so tricky, especially since I didn't even know what it meant. But I got it right. And I'm so grateful that I won the spelling bee." And her parents said, "Let's celebrate with some ice cream and some special family time together." They put on fun music and they enjoyed ice cream together. And while they were sitting around the table chatting, Sarah said, "My teacher was explaining to me what a defibrillator is. She told me that it like sends an electric current to help somebody if they're having difficulty with their heart and that it could save lives. Could you tell me more about it?" And her dad and mom said, "Sure, and we're gonna tell you everything we know about it and let's learn more about it as a family." Sarah was so moved when she learned that a defibrillator can save lives. She said to her parents, "I want to help get a defibrillator for our shul. And if we have a defibrillator in our shul, it can save so many lives. But I think they cost a lot of money, Mom and Dad." Without missing a beat, her mom and dad said, "Sarah, you raise the money for half and we'll partner with you and take care of the other half. It'll be our spelling bee celebration." Wow, she was so excited. Sarah started to think, "What can I do? How can I raise the money?" Ding, 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 ding. "I am going to bake. I am going to bake cookies and brownies and cakes every week for people in my neighborhood until I raise enough money. Mom and Dad, what do you think of my idea? What do you think about the idea of me baking?" "That's a really good idea, Sarah, but it's a very big responsibility. You're gonna have to figure out how to take orders, fill the orders, get the ingredients in the house. We'll of course help you, but keep track of what you need. You're gonna have to bake the different things each week, clean up the kitchen, wash the dishes. Are you sure you're up for this?" "I am so pumped," Sarah said. "I feel so good to think about the fact that I could save lives and that my winning the spelling bee was my motivation to take this on. I'm all in." And her parents said, "Okay, we're here to help you, Sarah. We're here to partner with you." Sarah got right to work. She started making phone calls to different people in the neighborhood. And then she created a beautiful flyer. And she went house to house the next day after school and put the flyers inside of all the different mailboxes in her neighborhood. The flyers announced the fact that she was going to be baking every week and people could have choices. That first week it was brownies, chocolate chip cookies, or Rice Krispie treats. Wow, guess what? She had to bake 10 batches in the first week. And then, as we said earlier, she had to clean up. She had to package them in boxes and deliver them to everybody's house on Friday afternoon. Whew! It was tiring and exhilarating. Sarah was so excited. She was involved in something so good. Week after week after week, Sarah took orders. Sarah filled orders. Sarah cleaned up. Sarah delivered. She was so thrilled because each week she was making more money. Not money to put into her own pocket. This was money to pay for half of that defibrillator for her shul. Sarah never gave up. It didn't matter if it was a rainy day when she had to do the deliveries. Some weeks, the recipe flopped and she had to start again, but she never gave up. She kept on going until about 7 months later, Sarah said to her parents, "Mom and Dad, I have some very exciting news for you. I reached the goal. I made half the money." And her parents said, "Yay, hooray!" They said, "Sarah, we're going to help now. Let's place the order. Let's get that defibrillator up and running for our shul." And that is exactly what they did. And this true story started. They bought the defibrillator about 20 years ago. And since then, many lives have been saved because of Sarah's enthusiasm and her perseverance. This week, we read about Avraham and Sarai and Lot going to Eretz Canaan. Hashem says, "Lech lecha, go." They were older people. It wasn't an easy thing. And they left and traveled all the way to Eretz Canaan. How did they do it? How did they manage? At the end of Parashat Noach, Avram's father, Terach, tried to do the very same thing. He left Ur Kasdim to go to Canaan. Canaan was the place to be. Canaan was a place that he wanted to go to. And he took family members with him, including Avram. But it was a hard journey. And he stopped when he got to Haran. That was as far as he got. And he lived out the rest of his life there. Avraham left from Haran with his family and made it all the way to Eretz Canaan. What's the difference? Why was Avraham able to succeed when his father Terach did not succeed? The Sefarno asks this question, and the Sefarno explains that Hashem gave Avram a command, a mitzvah, lech lecha, go, and Avram and his family left with tremendous excitement to fulfill the will of Hashem. And with that excitement, they accomplished their goal. They got to Eretz Canaan. They taught so many people about Hashem. And it was a very, very, very successful, successful journey. When we feel excited about something and we're heading out to complete a mission or a challenge for a really good reason and we're pumped and excited about it, nothing can get in our way. Just like nothing got in Sarah's way. And that defibrillator is still in that shul today. Avraham and Sarah were on a mission and they did not give up, even though it was hard along the way. I hope that we can think with excitement about mitzvot and missions and challenges that we want to take on that can help other people, and we could push through and persevere and get through it and accomplish great things with that excitement, with the way we start, with that perseverance, and with our end goal in mind. I hope that our efforts to do so will serve as a zechut for our brothers and sisters in Israel and all over the world. Shabbat Shalom.